Hi, welcome to Bookie, which unlock big ideas from world bestsellers in audio, text, and mind map. Please download Bookie at Apple Store or Google Play with more features. Get your free mind snack now. Today, we will unlock the book How Not to Die. Health has long been a topic of discussion for humanity, as it is one of the biggest issues that affects people's lives. However, the situation is hardly optimistic, with chronic diseases showing a blowout trend, medical expenses becoming increasingly high, and drug-induced diseases remaining too frequent. One main reason for this state of affairs is that people rely more on drugs while ignoring that every medicine has its side effects. It's important to keep in mind that sunlight, air, food, and water are the fundamental necessities for protecting our lives and health. Therefore, perhaps a better way to solve health problems is to establish the concept of a kitchen pharmacy in which food is the medicine and health issues can be warded off with your fork and knife. The whole food, plant-based diet is a set of guidelines backed by science that do just that. Michael Greger's promotion of this diet stems closely from his grandmother's experience. When Greger's 65-year-old grandmother was diagnosed with terminal heart disease, doctors said she had only a few weeks to live. However, it turned out that she would go on to spend another 31 years in this world. The reason was that after his grandmother left the hospital, she went to a medical center that advocated lifestyle changes to reverse terminal heart disease. She began her plant-based life, and, in the end, she lived to be 96 years old. Greger realized that if his grandmother wasn't going to die of heart disease, other people's grandparents shouldn't either. Thus, Greger founded the NutritionFacts.org website, wrote the book We Are Unlocking Now, and began to promote the whole food, plant-based diet. You may still be wondering if these claims are actually scientifically proven. The end of the book allocates several pages showing the 2,273 references used throughout the book. Such a large number of references are sufficient to prove the empirical and rigorous nature of Greger's views. It often seems like modern medicine is only after money. It's no wonder that the American Egg Board is the egg expert and the Wrigley Science Institute tells us all about the benefits of chewing gum. However, the point of this book is just to eat your fruits and vegetables. You probably won't see low-profit broccoli being advertised on TV. Similarly, no person or organization helps Greger promote his views. The views mentioned in this book are likely to be new to you, but they can really save lives. Next, we are going to take a closer look at how not to die in the following three parts. Part 1, what is a whole food, plant-based diet? Part 2, a plant-based diet can protect us against deadly diseases. Part 3, the daily dozen checklist. Part 1, what is a whole food, plant-based diet? The whole in whole food refers to food that is not processed or minimally processed, such as eating apples with the skin on and eating brown rice instead of bleached white rice. The term plant-based was proposed by Dr. T. Colin Campbell around 1982 to refer to a diet consisting of mainly vegetables. Greger stresses the difference between this diet and normal vegetarianism is that the whole food, plant-based diet contains both unprocessed and vegetable-based foods. The diet claims that the more natural plant-based foods you eat every day, combined with the consumption of less processed and animal products, the healthier you will be. Greger also reminds us to take it easy at first. There's no need to start questioning what you can and cannot eat. If you have to have grandma's chicken soup once a week, then continue to do so. It doesn't matter if you occasionally enjoy a bowl of chicken soup if you eat healthy at other times. Don't be too harsh on yourself. If you have a favorite food or it happens to be a holiday, it's okay. If you occasionally dig in, your body has time to repair. However, one should be sure not to cheat too frequently. Remember, the focus should be on what you eat every day. Greger also suggests that everyone gradually adjust according to their situation, as everyone's tastes and preferences are different. For example, Greger once attended a lecture hosted by a lovely couple who were both doctors. They drank green smoothies every morning and called them blended salads. Greger was a fan of this idea, finding it both healthy and interesting. However, when this healthy and interesting food entered his mouth, he felt like he was drinking blended sod and almost vomited on the spot. While green vegetable smoothies are, of course, a good thing, they are an acquired taste and should be introduced gradually. You can start by adding a small handful of baby spinach to the juicer with your favorite fruit, and then make it an increasingly large handful as your taste buds get used to it. Just as your eyes need time to adjust when walking into a dark room, your taste buds also need time to get used to the new taste to become completely accustomed to a plant-based diet. Gregor suggests that we eat according to the traffic light system. He believes green light foods should be eaten in large quantities in order to get the most out of the diet, while yellow light foods can be eaten but should be kept to a minimum. In contrast, we should stop before putting red light foods into our mouths and consider skipping them or try to avoid them altogether. Here, green light foods are unprocessed foods, which means that no harmful substances are added to them, and all of the good substances found in the food are retained. For example, fresh tomato juice, fat-free cocoa powder, unsweetened natural almond butter, and of course, all kinds of fresh fruits and vegetables. Yellow light foods refer to processed vegetables and unprocessed animal products, such as pickled cucumbers, raw meat, milk, and eggs. Lastly, red light foods refer to highly processed vegetables and processed animal products, including bacon, ham, and luncheon meat. Gregor also emphasizes that there is no food that is absolutely healthy or unhealthy for you. You can eat yellow light and red light foods if they help encourage you to eat green light foods. For example, if you have to add milk to eat oatmeal for breakfast, go ahead and add it. The same is true for red light food. Feel free to add some dressing if it helps you scarf down a large bowl of salad. What about potatoes? Are eggs healthy? Can I eat oats? Whenever there's a discussion about healthy eating, people always ask these types of questions. To answer such questions, Dr. Gregor asks a follow-up question: what are you comparing? For example, baked potatoes are healthier than French fries, but baked potatoes are not healthy compared to baked sweet potatoes. Your diet is like a zero-sum game. When you choose to eat one kind of food, you are then giving up another. If you stuff your mouth with foods indiscriminately, you lose the opportunity to make healthy choices as well as the nutrients that you could gain from those healthy choices. If things continue in this way, you will have no choice but to use drugs to regulate your health. Of course, you can choose to take drugs to maintain your health, but you should be aware that in comparison with drugs, plant-based foods have fewer side effects. This is the first characteristic that sets a whole food, plant-based diet apart from other methods. Many people have a deep-rooted view that if you are sick, the first course of action is to find a doctor to prescribe medicine. However, the side effects of prescription drugs in hospitals cause approximately 106,000 American deaths every year. This alone makes medical treatment the sixth leading cause of death in the United States. There are also many shortcomings to over-the-counter medication. Aspirin, for example, is one of the most frequently prescribed anti-inflammatory and analgesic drugs. It also has anticoagulant effects and can reduce the risk of cancer. However, the anticoagulant advantages of aspirin that make it a favorite for heart attack prevention may also cause hemorrhagic strokes. In addition, aspirin can damage the walls of the digestive tract and hurt the stomach. Aspirin's effectiveness comes from its active ingredient, salicylic acid, an extract of willow bark. Salicylic acid is also widely found in many fruits and vegetables in the plant kingdom, especially in herbs and spices. Some examples include cumin, spicy Indian curry, and whole grains. The concentration of salicylic acid in a teaspoon of cumin powder is equivalent to an infant dose of aspirin. Enjoying a nice meal of spicy Indian curry will provide you with the same concentration of salicylic acid in your bloodstream as you would get from taking one adult aspirin. Therefore, it is wiser and safer to choose foods containing salicylic acid than to take aspirin. The second differentiating characteristic of the whole food, plant-based diet is that it works better than some drugs. In the case of cholesterol-lowering statins, the absolute risk of a subsequent heart attack or death is only lowered by 3% over 6 years. The effect of eating a vegetable-based diet is about 20 times greater, and absolute risk can be reduced by 60% in less than 4 years. The third unique characteristic of the whole food, plant-based diet is its comprehensive benefits. Studies have shown that the effect of ground flax seeds in lowering blood pressure is 2 to 3 times better than that of drugs. It also has anti-cancer properties and can control cholesterol, triglycerides, and blood sugar levels. Furthermore, it reduces inflammation and can relieve constipation. Compared with the single effect and adverse side effects of drugs, flaxseed has much more to offer than any drug. That wraps up the first part of our main content. We have learned what a whole food, plant-based diet is and become familiar with the traffic light system advocated by Dr. Greger. We now know that vegetables have a greater effect on regulating the body, fewer side effects, and more comprehensive benefits than drugs. Today we are just sharing limited content. To unlock more key insights of world-class bestseller, please download our app. Just search for BOOKEY at Apple Store or Google Play. Get your free mind snack now.
Viva la Podcast. Podcasten muss sich wieder lohnen.
Wir bieten dir kostenloses Podcast-Hosting ohne Limitierungen.
Du kümmerst dich ums Podcasten.
Und wir kümmern uns um den Rest.
Und das Beste daran, du verdienst auch noch Geld. Ab dem ersten Hörer.
Der ersten Hörerin. Besuche uns auf kostenlos-hosten.de und informiere dich.
Teure Hostingkosten müssen nicht sein. Kostenlos-hosten.de. Die Podcast-Re-Evolution.
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.
Dieser Podcast wird vermarktet durch die Podcastbude.